It is time for The Sporting Life. Monday mornings, we check in with Michael Rand from the Star Tribune, who writes about sports and its personalities. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very, very well. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing good. Mostly because I haven't been outside yet.
Exactly. Yes, you've been lucky if you've been able to stay inside so far.
Stay in the house, Michael.
Just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Work from home today if you can.
I just opened the blinds. So it looks like that kind of day.
Well, it's an exciting week. March Madness,
yeah.
The NCAA basketball tournament starts, what, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday is the official start. They do these play-in games now because the field expanded to 68 a few years ago, so they get a couple games Tuesday, a couple games Wednesday, and then what everybody really thinks about is Thursday being the big-time start of it.
So the Gophers are in.
They are,
I didn't
barely.
Expect that.
Yeah, I did, but only because they had such a good start to the year, and the selection committee looks pretty heavily at the year as a whole, and so they got in. They barely got in. They were they're number 11 seed, which means they were fairly close to not making it in because they got what's called an at-large berth. So a lot of the teams seated below them, yet worse than them, are smaller schools who got automatic spaces for winning their conference tournaments. So they were probably among the last, 8 to 10 teams to get in as far as at-large teams. So they almost did enough to not make it, but they made it.
Do you think the Gophers have a chance in hell?
Well, to win it all, it's a pretty tough proposition. Probably not. But they do have talent. They've beaten a lot of good teams this year. And strangely enough, they drew a pretty good matchup in the first round against UCLA. The team seeded higher than them. Obviously, they're number 6. But I've already seen some of the things people are saying and some of the betting lines come out of Vegas. So the Gophers are actually favored in this game, in this first game, because UCLA has some injury problems and some depth problems. So they've got a decent chance to win that first game at least. And if you win one, then you start to get some confidence. And who knows from there what will happen.
I'm glad you brought up Vegas because there's a lot of gambling around the office.
Oh, man.
Do you have any tips for office pools?
Sure. I mean, Vegas gets huge this time of year. I think I saw something like $12 billion will be bet on this tournament.
Wow.
insane. And people make pilgrimages there, for the opening round weekend just to bet on it and to be part of the excitement. I think if you're filling out an office pool, here's a couple things for you. I would say the number one seeds this year don't do a whole lot for me. You might venture out into two or three different out of the four regions. You might definitely venture outside of your number one seeds and try to pick, number two, number three, even number four seeds to make it all the way to the final four. And I'd also say, don't get too cute with your, if you're going to pick some upsets, pick some double digit teams. Don't try to get cute with your 8 and 9 seeds because the 8 and 9 seeds generally get bounced out of this thing pretty quick. So if you're going to think of an upset, now think about your 10s, 11s, and 12s like Minnesota, who are teams that generally have talent, have faltered for some reason, but can get hot and, if they get the right matchups, can actually make a decent run to, the round of 16 and the round of 8.
Let the madness begin, March Madness.
Yeah.
You know what, Michael, where I kind of want to put my money, and maybe not so much in college basketball, but I would I would bet the farm on the Gopher women's hockey team.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have the 47 in a row now, 47 wins in a row, 39-0 this year, and they were basically pushed to the absolute brink this past weekend. They beat the, playing in their first elimination game of the year, the NCAA quarterfinals. If their streak had been broken at any other point this year, it wouldn't have been a tragedy because they would have still kept playing. But this last weekend was their first NCAA game. They get pushed to triple overtime.
Wow.
Against North Dakota, almost the final, the last 2 minutes of triple overtime. So they've played almost two full games by this point, and they end up winning 3-2 in triple overtime to not only extend that streak, but to get to the Frozen Four, which is actually here starting Friday. They play Boston College in the first round of that 5 o'clock Friday. So it's amazing. I mean, I can't imagine the pressure they were feeling. And then to come through like that is pretty impressive.
Now, being in the crowd would have been amazing for that game. And being in the crowd for the, the Frozen Four, I heard on Facebook from a reliable Gopher women's hockey source that tickets are sold out.
Yeah, they'll sell out pretty quick for those events. I think a lot of it gets corporate sales and things like that. Or maybe it's just fans. But, I think if your source wanted to get tickets, you could probably still get tickets.
This particular person?
Yeah.
Yes.
Source close to the women's hockey team. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's end with one more. So the Vikings, we might be picking up a Packer. What's the story with that?
They did. Yeah, they did last week. They got Greg Jennings, former Packers wide receiver, and I think it was just kind of a funny scene that developed last week because, hey, the Vikings really need a wide receiver. They traded Percy Harvin last week, early in the week, and then that's probably not too long after we got off the air last week. I think that was happening, and then they got Greg Jennings in free agency, former Packers receiver. But you know, because of Twitter, we almost know too much about everything that's going on. We knew that they were taking him to Manny's for dinner when he came into town. And, you know, there was a stakeout there to see, you know, who is there, who's he with, would there be any comment? And then the next day, we know that they signed a new quarterback to Matt Castle. You know, he's here to just be the backup, but he was talking, he was doing his introductory press conference. He said he gave Greg Jennings a big hug and told him to come sign with the Vikings. So, you know, we know that he got a hug from the quarterback. We know he got a steak, and we know he got, I think, $18 million guaranteed and about $47 million over 5 years is the terms of the contract. So I don't know if it was the money, the hug, or the steak that really sealed the deal, but
maybe
it was
a combination.
Probably the combo,
the
yeah.
it was the trifecta.
Yeah,
I'm gonna write a book someday called Money, Steak, and Hugs.
I'd do just about anything for money, steak, and a hug.
It's a follow up to Guns, Germs, and Steel. It'll be great.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Michael Rand, as always, for checking in with us.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right. Michael Rand, who writes about sports and its personalities for the Star Tribune. You can check out his Randball blog as well online. And he checks in with us Monday mornings at 8:30 for The Sporting Life.